Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. Last week, the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society announced Alex Gilbert Schrag as its new executive director. Gilbert Schrag's experience with nonprofits includes festival production and event coordination. She previously worked for the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., before returning to South Dakota to be a little closer to family. Alex joins us now in the Kirby Family Studio in Sioux Falls. Alex, welcome to In the Moment, and congrats on the new position.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your past experience in the nonprofit world and what you were up to at the John F. Kennedy Center.
Oh, yeah. So actually, for the last year and a half, I freelanced and did a bit of work after I left the Kennedy Center. It was in December of 2017. And then we ended up moving to Sioux Falls in the following August of 2018. So we've been here for a little bit over a year. But when I was back at the Kennedy Center, I worked for the programming department. And I actually started out as an intern there when I was still in college and got to do a lot of different events and was kind of figuring out what I wanted to do. I'd done a lot of other internships with different nonprofits and had done marketing and, you know, gotten a lot of experience. And when I landed in programming, it really was what I was passionate about. And so I got hired in the middle of my last year of college and started working at the Kennedy Center and just got sucked in. And it was so hard to leave, you know, just because it was kind of my second home. And we got to do a lot of production. So the first ever District of Comedy Festival I got to help produce. We did a lot of comedy at the Kennedy Center, which was new at the time. And then since then, you know, we expanded into doing the Kennedy Center Honors, the Mark Twain Prize. I had a lot of different experience with that. And after I left the Kennedy Center, I recently got to go back and help produce the 16-day festival for the Reach opening at the Kennedy Center. So we opened some new buildings. So that was definitely a lot of fun. But, you know, I had a vast variety of experiences while I was there, which was great in helping shape me to kind of be ready for anything.
Wow. You know? Yeah, yeah, I'll say with kind of big programs like that, we hear about, yeah, those are the things you watch on TV.
yeah. So, you know, everything that goes on behind the scenes from, you know, administrative tasks to, you know, doing a little bit of social media here and there, I kind of got experience in. So I'm very grateful for all of that. And then also while I was still in DC, I got to work for other nonprofits in the area and just kind of freelance when I was still at the Kennedy Center. And so I worked with the Strathmore Performing Arts Center a bit here too. And so it was a good little bubble of performing arts there that I got to participate in. So
wow. So from that experience to then having lived in the Sioux Falls area for a little over a year now, what's kind of your impression of the arts scene here in Sioux Falls and what kind of got you involved with Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues?
Well, I think we are really lucky here in Sioux Falls to have so many different types of arts, from visual arts, performing arts, you know, even music just happening every day at, you know, little venues around town. It's, I think, kind of an amazing amount that we have here. And since moving here, I had kind of, you know, tried to figure out what was going on, the lay of the land. I didn't want to jump into a job here right away. And luckily, I did have some consulting gigs that I was working on for the last year and a half. And so I really got interested in it when the president of the board of Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues ended up reaching out to me, and we had some conversations a little over a year ago about the organization. And then Trigg, the past executive director, was the one who really got me excited about being involved in the organization, especially in the educational components. That was a big, big draw for me. So that's how I kind of felt I landed in the executive director position, was it just felt like the right timing for everything. You know, my consulting gigs finished up and Trigg was ready to pass along the baton, so to speak. And I felt like it was time. So I felt like this was the right place to be.
Right. And I know you are really excited about that educational component, which, as we were talking just before the segment, not everyone, that's not always the top of mind association when they think of Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. So what parts of that do you want to highlight?
So we have a couple educational programs that I just want to talk about real quick. The Jazz Diversity Project, which a lot of people don't know about, it's a multimedia presentation and performance, and it's usually about five guys that play in the Sioux Falls area regularly. You'll see them around, Jim Spears, and they go out into the school districts and perform for kids and also do a little bit of a presentation. And they've done that for quite a few years now, and it's only been in South Dakota. And we are looking this year to expand past South Dakota and get into Iowa and Minnesota and hit some of those other towns, which is really exciting. And it's, you know, Jim told me that one of the performances that he really remembers was they went to a reservation, and the kids there came up to them afterwards and said that they had never had jazz performance at the reservation and had never really heard anything like that and were curious about the instruments. And so it's moments like that that I'm really looking forward to. And then of course we have jazz camp, which was typically associated with Jazz Fest, and that jazz camp happens in July. And we're still going to have it, and the kids get to come, and usually we have about 60 kids from 7th through 12th grade, and they come and do an intensive, and it's the opportunity for them to get the real-life experience of, you know, a jazz musician, what that might be like if they want to pursue it in the future. So those are kind of the two big educational programs that I'm working on, and then we have some other ideas that we're fleshing out mm-hmm. for the future. So yeah,
and you know, of course, the headlines not so long ago, probably the number one association with Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society is Jazz Fest, which is on hiatus, not coming back in the immediate future. What can you tell us about plans for either filling that gap or potentially bringing it back in the future? What's the lay of the land look like so far?
I think for now, it's nice to, as an incoming executive director, maybe not to have certain set expectations. And so I think by putting Jazz Fest on hiatus, you know, there were things that just weren't working anymore. And it gives us the chance to kind of take a step back, reevaluate, see what Sioux Falls really wants and really needs, and have the time to look to the community to figure out how we can use that, you know, want and need within the community of what a new Jazz Fest might look like. And it probably won't look the same as it has for the last many, many years, but I would love to be able to bring something similar back in the future. And I think it's just figuring out how that looks within the community and how we can, you know, look to partners in the organization and outside of the organization and see what we might be able to do as a collaboration on fronts. So I think there's an opportunity. We're just going to take a little bit of time to reevaluate and mm-hmm. figure it out moving forward.
And of course, that's not to say there's no live jazz to be had in Sioux Falls without Jazz Fest.
Correct. Yes. I mean, just a little shout out, but our wine bar does, you know, Thursday night jazz nights every week. And that's absolutely amazing to have, you know, here in Sioux Falls. So I think that's really exciting. And then we also still do have our concert series coming up. So we have 3 shows left. We'll have Anthony Gomez, then all of them are at the Orpheum. And Anthony Gomez is performing on Friday, February 7th, and we're super excited. He's very blues. So, you know, for a lot of the jazz concerts that you go to, he is very, very bluesy, and I think is going to be kind of exciting for people to get to come and listen to him. And then we'll have a couple more concerts after that as well. So make sure that you check out our page to buy tickets and come on out, and I will be there, and please come say hello to me.
Great. Yeah. Welcome you to the new gig, the community and everything. So what are, as you're entering into this new job, kind of a new era for Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues, what are kind of your dreams moving into this and things that you are really excited to accomplish and get your hands on entering into this?
I think I'm really excited about the community collaboration because there are so many arts organizations in Sioux Falls. There's a lot of potential for cross-collaborating with them and creating new programs and, you know, new outreach. And I would love to see us, you know, be recognized on a national level and be able to kind of really help put Sioux Falls on the map when it comes to performing arts, and for people to be like, oh, Sioux Falls, you know, I want to go there. They're having this person perform or that person, or, you know, I really think that that's kind of the next step because we have so much local stuff happening. It's time to really focus on our outreach and educational components, you know, too, but also performance-wise, I think is going to be fun to see where Sioux Falls is in 10 years with all of the education and performing arts and the music and in the community. So,
right. It's an exciting time, big growing stuff.
It is.
Kind of in our closing moments, I'm just curious when that aha moment was for you that this genre of music is something that you're interested in and interested in sharing with a broader community. What kind of drew you to this position from like your own personal interests?
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I have to admit, jazz growing up, I was always timid around because I was a classical performer. So classical music always made sense to me. Mm-hmm. And jazz was something, you know, that was a little bit outside of my comfort zone because there's a lot of improvisation. There's a lot of, you know, playing back and forth. And I love rules. I love having guidelines. So those classical, you know, pieces were like, oh, this is how you play it. And this is the end and you're done. And so I think for me, coming into this organization, my life is definitely full of improv. And so I feel like now in the age that I've become, it's now making more sense for me to help kind of bring jazz to the surface because there is a lot of focus on classical music. And, you know, I have a wide, you know, array of interests when it comes to music. I listen to everything, but I really didn't get the chance to focus on jazz when I was at the Kennedy Center, and getting to go into this and focus on jazz and blues is going to be a new area that I am really excited about bringing to the forefront.
Great. Life is improv. Life is jazz.
Yes, it really is.
My guest has been, hold on a second, our new executive director of the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society, Alex Gilbert Schrag. Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to having you back many times in the future here on In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.